a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's talk about ham.
Oh.
Because they've done a bit of choice. Is choice? Consumer experts are choice. You're a choice guy, aren't you?
Or I love you? Choice.
Yeah?
Love
parents
choice.
Parents still got the subscription?
Yeah. They get the magazine.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. So you can log in and see all the results of all the tests and stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. Well, they've chosen 10 Christmas hams available at IGA, Woolworths, Coles and Aldi and blind tested them based on flavour, texture, appearance and smell.
Oh, okay. I love this.
Some of the results may surprise you. Let's go through them together. Now, please bear in mind that I am reading this from the Daily Mail and we all know.
Oh.
We all know what happens when you read an article from the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm. Release the chickens!
Or the hams. Because the way they format their website, it's somewhat akin to reading a story that is written on a whole packs of a whole heap of chickens. I didn't do that line properly, but that's okay. Anyway, there's a dramatic difference between certain hams and that price isn't an indicator of qualita.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
The lowest ranked ham scored 58% out of 100.
Yeah. Wow, that's a bad ham.
Cost $15.50 a kilo, right?
Okay.
An IGA ham, though, that cost $12 a kilo, topped the test with a score of 79%.
Wow.
So remember this one, gang.
So 79 is the top.
Yeah.
Okay. That seems... Is that...
Shh.
Okay, no, I'm going with it. I'm going with it.
They only tested 10. IGA 7 Mile Premium Double Smoked Leg Ham, $12 a kilo. I'm going to say that one again.
Yeah.
IGA 7 Mile Premium Double Smoked Leg Ham, $12 a kilo, came out on top. Experts praised the food's dark skin, smoky aroma, and pleasant, fairly balanced flavour, which is how you've been described many times. Aldi's specially selected premium triple smoked half leg ham at $13.49 a kilo, followed closely behind with a score of 76% and admiration for the pleasant smokiness.
Oh, and let's admire this pleasant smokiness, shall we?
Here's what I will say, and I always say, triple is too many smokes.
Yeah, I don't mind it as a little taste, like on a platter or something.
No.
But sometimes if you get too much of it, it's a bit too much.
Double smoked is the line.
You reckon?
With ham, double smoked is the line.
No triples.
Triple smoked, you're getting too excited. You're getting too smoky.
Yeah.
Two really affordable ones, though. $8 a kilo, also tied for second place, with experts commending IGA's naturally smoked leg ham bone, in which has a pleasant saltiness that lingers, which is how I've been described. And Woolworth's half leg ham bone, which has mild and pleasant ham flavour, which is how Lingy's been described.
Oh my God, I can't laugh. My abs are sore.
All right, so just quickly to recap, the three best ones were IGA 7 Mile Premium Double Smoked Leg Ham.
The names for these hams, 7 Mile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aldi's specially selected premium triple smoked half leg ham, but you are wading into too many smoke
too
territory.
Many smoke. So choice like it, Tom doesn't have
Not
a choice
so no.
for triple smoked.
No, that's right.
Are you Not getting
my,
this?
It won't be my choice.
It won't be.
Two affordable ones, IGA's naturally smoked leg ham bone and also Woolworth's half leg ham bone, if you can find it on the shelves at Woolworths at the moment.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's the last dig I'll have. What were the crappest ones, though?
Mm.
A buy from Coles was rated the worst tested ham, a rating of only 58%.
Oh.
Coles' finest free-range triple smoked leg ham portion, $17 a kilo.
There you go.
Yeah.
And what was the best one again? How many people, what was it, the percentage rating of like the best?
79%. Yeah.
Seems odd for the best, but whatever you're into.
Mate.
Where's 100% ham?
Shh.
I'm just asking.
Shh.
All right.
God, always such a critic. Again, the other two crappest ones, Woolworths Gold Triple Smoked Free Range Half Leg Ham. See, too many smoked.
Yeah.
And the Coles Christmas Beechwood Smoked Half Leg Ham.
Okay.
Now, if you want to recap any of that gear, guys, all you got to do is call me 52-232-955.
And we'll I'm not answering.
Some off-air ham chat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So I'm on a sort of a gluten-free thing, and I've kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, but gluten-free, dairy-free and fun-free, as we always say.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a little bit annoying at the moment, but hey, you get that when you have some type of autoimmune disorder. Doesn't matter. It's fine. I'm loving life still because I found a recipe book in which you can make all delightful things that are gluten-free, egg-free, dairy-free, or vegan. Now, stay with me,
Tom.
I don't believe it. I know. It's lies.
It's a book of lies.
So it's called the Loopy Whisk. And for those that have dietary requirements, you might know the chick Kat that runs this account. She's got a whole bunch of recipes online. But Mum bought me a book. And because she's formerly a scientist, it's a thick book and it goes – She was like a chemist or something. So she goes through everything and she's like, hey, do you want to make a biscuit? Cool. What type of biscuit do you want to make? Do you want to make it a crumbly one? Do you want to make it a soft one, like a cookie? Or do you want to make it like a shortbread?
What
right?
about a delicious one?
Yeah, well, you get to that. And then it will say...
What about a rock hard one?
Okay. And then it will say, hey, okay, are you gluten free? Make this. And if you're egg free, then do it this way. And it's got all pictures and stuff. So it's great, right?
Yeah, cool.
So last night, I'm gearing ready for Christmas. And as we know, my baking is not always the best. And so I thought this year I'm going to try things before I present them instead of just, you know, I'm going to try them beforehand.
Test run.
Good idea.
So what I did yesterday was I made gluten-free shortbread.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yummy. And I brought them in for you.
Oh, you've actually brought in a taste test.
To try.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I put them into Christmas shapes.
You should have just hit us with the taste test and then explain afterwards, because then you would get a genuine response.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Now we're just going to be smart asses.
Do I really have to have one?
Well, go on, choose.
Ooh, they're nice and shapely.
All right. They seem well cooked.
So what I'll say is that...
Is this one of Wombies?
No.
It does
look
like...
It's a dog treat.
Jimmy said the same thing to me. He's like, did you make a whole bunch of dog biscuits? And I'm like, no.
They're well cooked.
Okay, so what happened, right, is that I put them in and you're supposed to... mouth noises. Lean away from the mic. We don't need the mouth noises. But basically what it says is that you cut it into rectangles and you put it in the oven and then you wait until they get mouth noises. Stop it with the mouth noises. And then Cameron!
Very dry.
And then it said,
wait until they're golden around the edges. Right? So if you keep going with the mouth noises, I'll have to hit you. I'm really sorry. But so then I thought, I'm going to cut them into cool little...
He's choking.
Can I have a cup of milk or something?
You can have a sip of my coffee.
So they're a little bit... Yeah, they're a little bit dry, aren't they? And then can you taste the burn a little bit?
Yeah, that's the
okay. Kind of, you describe them as Sahara Desert dry.
No, but they're crumbly. They've got a nice-ish taste about them.
They're not as rock hard as I thought they would be.
Yeah.
They're sandy.
The dominant flavour is burn.
All right.
Delicious burn.
Okay, I'll go...
Here's what I will say. I can imagine someone with...
Delicious burn.
Imagine if they were actually baked by someone with sort of any sort of...
skill.
Culinary ability. They might be all right. But
give them back.
All right. Here we go.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's your glasses.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Feel it in the air.
Don't.
It feels magic.
No, you'll be disappointed.
It's like standing on the Hollywood stage. It's like being in front of Disneyland. Like something special is about to happen. It's I Feel Seen again for another week, thanks to the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan, which at the moment, I am loving the fact that they have Christmas episodes of shows that you know and love ready to go in a randomizer situation. It's great. Like The Office, The Nanny, Vicar of Dibley. Go and check it out.
Sorry, Tommy's getting hot in here. I'm feeling hot.
Oh god.
Tom's stripping down.
Oh, his shirt's chafing him. Hang on. Oh,
top white.
I didn't realize that you could flex when you take off a t-shirt, but Tom just did. This movie that you two are about to act out is one that I have to guess.
Yes.
So you two will use that power to act it out. I will then guess. At the end of your acting, you will say "and scene," so that I'm aware that you have finished acting and you're back in the room.
Yes. Okay. Now, one particular actor here is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. All right, you ready, Log?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. You ready, Tom?
All right, okay. I'm going to have to be. Here we go.
You know why I pulled you over?
Depends how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here it goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes at the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Is that all?
No. I have unpaid parking tickets. Be gentle. And scene.
Yay! I love that movie. One of the best. It's Lilac.
Yeah.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Tommy, almost Yay! Identical.
Oh, I don't know if it was. I don't know if I can do Jim Carrey justice, but it felt good.
You took your jumper off.
Yeah, oh God, I was so hot. I was actually really nervous. Don't often get nervous, but I was really nervous.
That was awesome, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I did a lot in that one, didn't I?
Yeah. He always gets out of stuff. How does he do it?
Standard. It's Cameron Ling. All right. I Feel Sane returns next Wednesday. Thanks to Stan.
Tom Ling and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.